Hey, everybody, coming at you from the place where we are.
Where we are.
Yeah. With the whole nine yards.
Here we are again.
Whole Nine Yards Radio.
Welcome back.
Where kids are king.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
That was some kind of tagline.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was like racks or something.
It was the, you know, it was the who's the bottom, the guy with the face, with the king.
King's restaurant? Burger King.
Yeah.
Gotcha. The mask.
Yeah.
Gotcha. How's it going?
I'm all right.
That's good.
Once again, we're recording on Friday.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's a little bit lighter of a tone.
Fast and loose.
Sometimes on Friday.
I'm looking forward to getting home. This is a weird segue and relaxing. And the first thing I'll do when I get home is take off my pants. How's that?
I mean, it's maybe more information than some listeners want, but I accept it because that I do it as well.
Yeah. I put pajama pants on.
Oh.
But.
You're supposed to do that?
I mean, it's up to you. It's okay. Your house.
Yeah.
We looked up the rules the other day. We know what they are.
Yeah.
But we're talking about pants this week.
We're talking about pants.
I think that's okay.
Is pants one of our words? Why isn't pants the word? Do we have pants as a word?
I did not do pants. Did you do pants?
I didn't do pants either.
No one did pants. So we're talking about things that are pants.
Lower wear.
Something I do have. Garments covering the lower body and each leg.
Yeah.
We're talking about those today.
Okay.
Yeah. You want me to go first?
I went first on the last one.
Sure.
It was called coffee.
That's right. My first word, which means covering the lower body and each leg separately, are trousers.
Trousers.
These are specifically men's clothing. This, trousers, is what I saw.
Well,
you don't call them trousers.
Okay. But before that, we just wore like skirt type things. There's wrap something around you, right?
We wore togas and things, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, again, you know, sure, types of things. I mean, we fashioned clothing, I'm sure, out of skins and stuff. Because winter comes. It's not like we didn't have winter. we didn't wear togas in the winter.
But we didn't have legs in our things,
right?
We had
legs in our... And we always had legs.
Then why weren't they pants? Or trousers? Why?
This is the word is where we got... Where this word came from. We've always had a pant of sorts.
All right.
Is that what you're asking me?
No, I'm still confused. Like, okay, so before we called them anything that meant two-legged things...
Gotcha.
What did we call them?
Right.
You know?
Sure.
Or are we just too busy scrounging for berries and eating walrus bones that you didn't care what you called them?
Do you want an answer? I can give you a 69 AD answer of what we called pants.
All right, if it's included in your message for the day.
It's not, but I have it written down.
Well, I'm worried that if we're going to do pants, don't give away pants.
It's not pants.
All right.
It's more of a different word.
Go ahead.
In the pant variety. Wow, we got... Anyway, trousers.
Trousers.
Right. The specific word meaning the pant-like coverings of a leg, which have existed for millennia. But the trousers word gets its definition or gets its origin from the Scottish word trews.
Which means?
Well, I'm going to get there.
Oh.
I'm giving you the trues.
Okay.
And this word I've seen spelled two ways. One, T-R-E-W-S, as you'd see. And then another word, another spelling, T-R-I-U-B-H-A-S.
Oh.
I saw the pronunciation. I looked it up. There was a video that pronounced it Trubhas, but there is what I got into, a Scottish dance called the Shan Trues. Word spelled T-R-I-U-B-H-A-S, pronounced trues.
Jeez Louise.
So it is pronounced trues. I looked it up. I made sure. Yes.
Not related to the color chartreuse.
I don't know. I didn't look that up.
I don't see any correlation there.
But this... no, it's spelled differently, right? There's a E-U...
I mean, I can't spell it off the top of my head anyway, so go ahead.
1500s Scottish. The trews are described as the traditional form of tartan, which means plaid, trousers from Scottish Highland dress. The fancy dress one would wear when they want to look nice and schmancy. They were the what? The tartan? Is that what's getting you? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah. If you had your, if you had like the company name on the plaid there, then you're a Spartan tartan.
Right.
Sorry.
No, the tartan is just a, it's a plaid in general. It's what we call plaid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's the what?
Spartan tartan.
No, I. Right, you're tartan Spartan.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's all.
Okay, cool.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Oh yeah, when I was looking up the pronunciations, I came across the dance, the chantreuse, right? I mentioned moments ago, which literally translates to old trousers.
Wow.
Yeah. A sidebar is this dance was apparently a celebration developed in response to the repealing of the English Act of Proscription in 1747, which restored to the Scots the right to wear kilts and play the bagpipes. The English came in, invaded Scotland, broke up their clans, and in order to try to enforce their rule, to try to remove the local clans from having any kind of like semblance of government, they forbid them from wearing their like their plaid colors and the kilts and things.
Oh,
I know.
Seems rude.
Yeah, so that was the reason. And for 26 years, there were like severe penalties for anyone caught wearing kilts or playing bagpipes.
It was short-lived, like our American Prohibition.
26 years? I mean, that's not...
Yeah, but in the long scheme of things.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I guess. Seems like, what the hell? Not that we haven't done terrible things as well. So, like, I looked up the dance. I was watching videos of it because that's what I did. And it looks like the first part of the dance is supposed to mock the restrictions. mock the restrictions of the invading trousers. While the second part has the legs defiantly shaking and shedding the hated trousers and returning to the freedom of the kilt. This dance exists. It's a dance. It's called Old Trousers. But the origin of it being the reason for the dance is different because it's based off a poem, I guess, that I found, which is about a different injustice. The poem turned into a dance, as one does.
I mean, art is about our trials.
It's true. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It was a protest. Yeah, yeah. But about a different thing. So that, anyway, that was just a sidebar.
No, yeah.
But yeah, anyway, that was just sidebar.
Searching for Mr. Sidebar.
The pants have existed well before this dance, obviously, and the Scottish wore pants because, you know, it gets cold, like I said, snow, winter.
Yeah, you need protection.
So this traditional trews were kind of more like long hose, is what I saw, rather than pants specifically that we have today. The hose came up all the way to the waist and kind of were attached to like a waist piece.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you see that a bunch?
I see that.
And then sometimes they had even like lower fastening, like, well, I guess calf pieces, right? Like you could take the calves off as well, which I would love because I love, like, first thing I do, pajamas, get them, cut them in the capris, guys. It's the best. I'm just saying. So yeah, they had like, I saw ones that were, they kind of had like a capri section ready to be cut off if they wanted to be.
Like perforated.
Yeah. I mean, they were tied on.
I see.
But yeah.
That's the fancier. Do you want the ones that are modular?
Right. I mean, they have the zipper pants now. Have you seen that? Yeah. Right. You can zip off the calf part.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't tried them. It seems like cumbersome because
it's
zippers,
not for everybody. But plus, you're going to lose your calves somewhere as soon as you take them off in the woods.
Gone, yeah. Gone. I mean, again, but that's all right. They're still shorts, short pants.
Then just buy the shorts, save your money.
But see, then you have the option of the pants.
But you'll lose them.
You can wear them one time. I'd like to purchase these shorts with the option of one time wearing of a pant. Anyway, the word trews comes through time, changes spellings, T-R-O-U-S-E, 1570s. We get a T-R-O-U-Z-E-S in the 80s, and we just pluralize that word through history, and it basically becomes trousers from trues, kind of like two trousers, you know, two trues, trousers, and it just becomes trousers. is what I...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's natural sounding progression.
Well, I've got my trousers off. What have you got?
Well, I'll tell you. I have slacks.
Nice.
Right? The bootcut slacks.
The bootcut slacks.
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 Yes.
The bootcut slacks.
Right.
I do wear bootcut jeans because I wear boots. Just if anyone wants to know.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, slacks.
Slacks.
So to me, that's from Tom McGallis's film, Bootcut Slacks. So we could say that one.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He's a friend of the pod.
Yeah, friend of the pod.
Yeah.
So what happened? I'll tell you what happened with slacks. There's so many words for these things that we wear below the waist.
The waist coverings.
And here's something I've discovered as a male shopper using online vehicles for purchasing clothing of recent. And I just suspect that it comes along with the let's make things more uniform from sex-wise. There are things that are equality and things that I think we need to, and other things I don't know why anyone's offended and why we need to. So at the risk of offending somebody, I would say...
Where are you heading?
Well, I do not like that over the last 5 years, somehow they made the transition from, I would go on for shirts.
All right.
Shirt. Jacket.
Yeah.
Sweater.
Okay.
If I was a woman, you'd be more prone to see tops. I'm looking for a top.
All right.
But now menswear is tops. And I'm like, well, why? I don't want to be tops. I don't even know what that means.
All right.
But they've made that transition to so it's unisex.
Tops.
Not everyone.
All right.
But I recognize it as a trend.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
And that's a damn aside right there.
I'm talking about pants over here.
We sure are. But they do the same with bottoms.
Bottoms.
Subheading. So slacks, everybody.
Slacks.
My apologies.
I picture like fancy pants. Not fancy pants, but like suit pants.
Is that right?
Says slacks.
Well, that's informative because right out of the gate, let me say this to you.
I'm wrong. Yeah, go ahead.
Semi-formal trousers that are less formal than those part of a suit, but suitable for wearing in most offices, and therefore nowadays no longer considered, they're missing the 2B, to be casual trousers. But this is also bunk. Which we need to check out as well.
Yeah. Well, we did bunk them.
Oh, yeah.
It was like one of the first episodes.
Yeah, it was so long ago.
Yeah, that was you.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Oh, right.
It was about nope, that was different.
It was some politician or
but
some
yeah,
guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was filibustering.
Yep. Here's the funny thing about that. To think that it's generally restricted to dress pants, usually a pleated style. So,
those pants. Ugh.
Joseph Hager of the Hager Clothing Company, okay?
Sure, Hager slacks.
Yeah.
You hear?
1938.
Oh.
Coined this term, slacks.
Oh, okay.
As a pant that could be worn away from work or during a man's, are you ready for this?
I can't wait.
Slack time. Okay?
Okay.
But this is a lie.
Oh, come on. I was totally going to accept it.
Yeah.
It wasn't just an ad campaign?
It was an ad campaign, but he didn't.
He wasn't the guy.
He wasn't the guy.
That's...
Yeah.
Dang it.
I know.
I like that one.
But it gets better.
I would call all of my pants. Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I said I'd call them all slacks then. I'm just because I'm a slacky guy. That's all I was going to try for.
No, I hear you.
Yeah, no, the laugh really sold it.
So the slack and the Hager.
Yeah.
Now, Sammy Hager, I can't drive 55.
Yeah.
All right, so.
He was no slacker.
No, he's a worker. But related to the Hager pants family and.
Don't say that. Is that true?
And
come on.
Okay, that's a lot.
Oh, come on. Dang it, I wanted to know the rest of it.
But... yeah, I was making it up as I went, and then I had no interest anymore because...
it could have worked.
Yeah. So here's... but back to the truth. Let me give you some definitions because this is something you just go... It's one of those things that's hidden in plain sight. Unless you're more astute than me, then yeah, it's just obvious we call that.
Right, it's going to be hidden in plain sight for me.
Slack.
Yeah.
The sense of not tight is first recorded in 1300. As an adverb. Okay? You see where I'm going with this?
I definitely see where you're going with it.
We used to have a term also called slack-baked, which was baked imperfectly, half-baked, which is, see, not unlike some other term that came up recently. I can't remember what.
Yeah.
Slack-baked, deficient in sagacity.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But the stress pants or whatever, I guess they're less dressy than dress pants, so I guess they would technically be more relaxed. Is that what we're driving for?
Well, yeah, but that first definition that I read you, which is a common definition that you will find in standard reference material, is borderline debatable.
Oh.
Or let's just flat out call it debatable.
All right.
Some etymology even with slack, and we've covered slack.
Slacker, we did, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was one of yours.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was Old Norse, High German, slack, Middle Dutch, old stuff.
Like, yeah.
But it still meant languid, slow, gentle, easy, this mm-hmm. sort of thing.
Yeah.
And of course, we're like Middle Ages there.
Yeah.
General definitions of that through time relative to the idea of loose, not tight, that as I said, back from 1300s,
mm-hmm.
Still persisted on up through. In 1800s, you know, the loose part of the rope, well, we covered some slack on some sailing things too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Slack, take up the slack, take all that, slack. Right? Mm-hmm. But the OED just puts it together for us, really, you know, of all the other roads you can go down, then you open that big book with a womp sound and some mildewy smells, and out comes the truth, which is slacks, back to 1824, were defined as loosely cut trousers for informal wear. And that was because people just began calling, they wanted their trousers that had slack in them,
mm-hmm.
they began calling them their slacks, and until it became formally a definition. So Sammy Hager, nor his other relative that with the Hager Company, that's not really his relative, people, don't sue me, had nothing to do with it. But Mr. Hager tried. I mean, they made that campaign, but that was way 100 years after the fact. So if Joseph Hager's ad campaign wasn't the truth, but ours is.
Nice.
Whole Nine Yards is sponsored by Big Science Music. Big Science Music is a Cannes and One Show award-winning original music and sound boutique, providing scoring, sound design, radio, podcast, and audio post-production services for the advertising, film, and video industries. Big Science Music also offers ADR, casting, and project management. Big Science Music's reels, full capabilities, and more can be found at BigScienceMusic.com. That's BigScienceMusic.com.
All right, then. We've returned.
Yes.
And things are still great.
With some fresh pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh words for bottoms.
Bottoms, coverings of the legs and waist.
Right.
It said lower abdomen, too, but I guess it's pretty low abdomen. But yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, they also want to give you a booster shot in your hip but let's call it, it's not a hip. It's my buttocks.
It's your butt, yeah. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, sure. My next pant is a dungaree.
Oh.
Which I heard probably first from my grandma or someone referring to jeans.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And that's what we in America use to refer to, I mean, we have denim jeans.
Yes, it's a very old sounding version of denim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that in the UK they use dungarees to refer to the like the bib overalls. I believe
yeah,
still
like coveralls.
Yeah, I think still like denim-y. But yeah.
Yes.
Not specifically pant jeans, but more overall bib overalls. Dungaree is a type of cotton fabric.
It's its own fabric.
It is.
It's not denim.
It is not denim.
But is it denim?
It is not denim.
Okay.
It is its own fabric. Dungaree cloth, English language dating back to 1605, but saw mentions of similar fabric in the 1500s. The fabric itself was kind of cheaper, coarser, thicker than cotton cloth. Sometimes what I saw called calico cloth.
Hmm.
Sometimes it's white, sometimes dyed blue, but worn by, you know, working class or impoverished folks that specifically lived in a region of Bombay, India, a dockside village called Dungaree.
Oh.
Dungaree Kapar, I believe, is the full name. So, yeah, the Hindi name of this cloth was Dungree, D-U-N-G-R-I, and Dungree was exported to England in the 1800s to, you know, manufacture clothes. Cheap, robust working clothes. And then the English began to call dungaree cloth by the name dungaree cloth.
Really extrapolated.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. Like we said, there is differences between denim and dungaree cloth, even though we use them interchangeably, I guess, essentially.
Yes.
Denim is a cotton twill with indigo-dyed warp thread. Dungaree is made from unbleached and often not fully processed cotton, sometimes with bits of cotton husk, still like in the fabric. By the late 1800s, authors were using it as a word for both, use it for the fabric, specifically this fabric, and then also in place of denim jeans. And then it kind of caught on in America in the 40s and 50s, because 1940s and 50s, yes, sorry. because, yeah, same thing, they were cheap working clothes for folk. So they wore dungaree cloth before, you know, denim.
Yeah.
And that's why my grandma referred to my jeans as dungarees.
God.
Yeah.
So they're not the same thing.
They're different cloths, different kinds of cloth, different, yeah. But the dungaree is more, less refined, it sounds like.
Okay. All right. So if you said, no, Jay, there is a difference, I would say, okay, well, then one of them is more stiff than, right? Rigid. Maybe.
It seems that I would assume that the not fully processed might be more, yeah.
The dungarees would be?
Yes.
All right. The dungaree has like a Australian sound to it.
It does.
I don't know why.
It does, yeah. But no, it's a dungaree kapar is what I saw in Bombay, India.
Nice.
Where we imported fabric. Yeah.
And that is just it.
That's it. I mean, that one is no mystery, no Sammy Hagar cropping in there.
No gold miner named Jim Dung.
No.
Nothing.
No. We imported fabrics and things and called them as we do.
Well, that's stupendous.
What's your last standing on your last pants? Nope. That's not a thing people say.
No. Yeah, leg.
Yeah.
I have drawers.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. Draws.
Well, yeah. People would say, yeah. All of those things, you know.
Draws are different than drawers.
But they're not.
They're not, you're
no.
saying.
No. And.
All right.
Yeah, I would even have friends when I was younger that called them drawls.
Yeah.
Yeah. But whatever, it's all the same thing.
Okay.
But I get ahead of the story.
Oh, we're already ahead? We just started.
Yeah, but that's woohoo.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So an undergarment for the body typically covering at least part of the legs. And I think that that pretty much sews it up, if you will.
Perfect. Undergarment covering portions of the lower body.
Yes. So one of the things is I can't help, you know, I'm just like, hey.
Sure.
So underwear.
Underwear.
We didn't really wear underwear, apparently, until the 1800s, which is amazing to me because, you know.
Really?
I don't know if you know. I know. All my research keeps saying this, and it seems crazy to me because, but you don't think of it as that because you see those sort of pajama suits and those union suits and all of that. So, listen, I'm just giving you what I know.
Okay. Got to consult that Samuel Pepys, see what he's got.
Yeah, so what's he wearing
is
under
he underwear?
There? Well, I mean, he took his wife to buy a cloth to make a petticoat, and she spent too much, and he was upset about it. But, I mean, so where is that line?
Right.
You know, petticoat and all that. But you'd wear the petticoat under, you know, her dress,
dress
or something. Yeah.
Still underwear.
Yeah, but not. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So.
Yes.
Chippity chop, then.
Draws.
1800s, right? And so I guess, and men took this on first. So women, this is the part I was enjoying. Women, and I still haven't looked into this entirely. They wore women something called a shift, and I could remember people saying that word shift to me. So it must be like a smock, like a muumuu or something,
a slip or something, yeah.
Not so much a slip.
It would have like legs and whatever?
No, it's just like a big dress thing, you know?
Okay. I think.
Just like a big loose thing to get in, you know?
Okay. Kind of.
But she wore nothing underneath. So it wasn't like anyone had on Gucci's or anything
right.
like that. You know what I mean?
So this weird like clown suit on under your clothes?
Yeah.
It's like flowy clown suit is what I'm picturing.
Right. It makes honeymoon night special. So
I guess
you know, it's
alluring.
It's an odd thing.
Sure.
Because I like the history things, and I see some of those old union suits and that kind of stuff, and they would have like a, you know, panel in the back that buttons up and down and everything.
Yeah.
It's but sure. They're not, according to all of my research, all that incredibly old.
Huh.
So
I mean, it seems excessive wearing more clothes underneath other clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
But we have like a thermostat in our house and just dial heat and cool when we want it.
And we still wear clothes.
Yeah. Imagine like you're in some wooden shack and you have to feed a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want all the.
It seems like you would want wraps. I agree.
Yeah.
Put all the layers on. It's smart to dress in layers, everybody.
All of them.
You can adjust.
Here's the thing though. They were unmentionables.
Sure.
For, you know, people are very, I don't know.
Modest, antiquated senses of modesty.
Yeah, I'll go with that. And so we had chiffer robes and we had cabinets.
That's why it's called a shift?
Yeah, but no, that's a shift. And
oh,
that was
shift.
With an S. Yeah, that's all something right. else. But these were things that you kept under your drawers so that, you know, people didn't find them or see them. They weren't in your drawers. They were.
What?
They were under drawers. Yes, I'm kidding you.
All right, I'm like, what is it?
God, you didn't
I'm
even
trying
bite.
To think of a piece of furniture. I'm like, wait, so there's a thing underneath the drawers? Like
oh,
a hidden
yeah,
panel?
You're really making this harder than it is.
You just made me think about it.
Yeah. But forget that.
All right.
So, just like you, I saw that drawing. That has like, it's almost like two tubes, one tube for each thigh. Let's just keep it at the thigh.
Sure. Like
and nothing really for almost. Your private area. It's just like a belt that you then wrapped around your waist for these two tubes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's the early
first draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, right.
I bet there was a draft.
It did seem very holy.
Yeah. This one's actually quite simple. The word is draw, and its derivatives, let's take it all the way back to, say, you know, mid-1500s, old German, Dutch, and it's related to draft, a draft beer. You know, you draw a beer.
Yeah.
You pull the beer
okay.
out of the keg. Your drawer is a draw. You draw out the hidden shelf that holds your clothes. You draw. And these things were initially pieces of clothing that you draw up. You drew them up your legs underneath and pulled them underneath of your other outerwear.
Yeah.
You drew them up.
Huh.
And that, it's as simple
really?
As that.
Like, that, yeah.
And so under drawers were, you know, it's pretty much synonymous with it. Not just drawers, under drawers.
Yeah.
So you pull them under your other stuff that you got going on.
Huh. Whatever you got going on.
Yeah. Your outerwear.
What do you got? Overalls? What do you got? Anything.
Right. Huh. And that is the long and the short of drawers. That's why we call them drawers.
Huh.
You draw them up.
God, I'm still processing it. I'm not sure how I feel.
I mean, you could feel any type
sure,
of way.
Sure, I'm just trying to figure it out still.
No,
that's
yeah.
fine. I mean, it's the truth, I guess.
This is the truth. That
no,
hiding them underneath your drawers that it didn't resonate, that wasn't the truth.
I got you.
Yeah.
That's all right, I guess. All right, sweet.
So that's our bottoms episode.
Oh, nice. I guess I did say pants, but we've done draws too.
Yeah, because we didn't do pants.
We didn't do pants. You're right. We didn't literally
in the pants episode.
Yeah, in the pants episode. We can. Good thing we can leave our hats on. No.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Whatever.
Joe Cocker.
Either one. I was gonna go. Yeah. Sure.
Oh, Leon Russell. What
no,
is
I was
that?
Gonna go Etta James.
Oh, Etta James.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Personally.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about Joe Cocker.
We've
recently.
Been talking about Joe Cocker a lot.
Yeah.
Because I'm fascinated by him. Fascinated.
So that's it. Hit us up on Whole Nine Yards Pod.
Yes.
On the Instagram, the Reddit, the Twitter, Whole Nine Yards Podcast on Facebook. Message us. Tell us things. Send photos of your cat.
Yeah.
And ask us questions or give us words you'd like to have answered.
And keep your pants on.
Yeah. Until then, I'm Jay.
And I'm Ray.
We're not idioms.
Whole Nine Yards is written, recorded, and produced by Big Science Pods. Learn more at wholenineyards.org or contact Whole Nine Yards by emailing heyyou@wholenineyards.org. That's heyyou@wholenumber9yards.org. Whole Nine Yards theme music composed by Big Science Music.